Title: Tune an old school DnB breakbeat for 90s inspired darkness in Ableton Live 12. Welcome. In this advanced arrangement lesson, you'll learn how to take an old school break, think Amen, Apache, funky drummer, and tune it for a darker 90s drum and bass vibe using Ableton Live 12 stock devices. We'll detect the break's musical center, make three tuned variants, deep drop, tension edit, and raw hit, add a keyed sub, process everything on a break bus, and arrange the tuned variants across a 1-minute section so the break feels ominous and cohesive. What you'll build: a grouped breakbeat rack and arrangement with three tuned variants, a sublayer lock to the break's musical pitch, a break bus chain using EQ8, saturator, multiband dynamics, auto filter and redux, and an arrangement map across about 1 minute showing intro, build, dark drop, breakdown and reprise. All of this uses Live 12 stock devices and arrangement automation. Step-by-step walkthrough. Prep and key detection. 1. Drop your break into an audio track in arrangement. 2. Add tuner after the clip and play a single sustained transient. Pick a tom or a hit with a harmonic tail, and note the closest pitch. If tuner doesn't show a clear pitch, use spectrum and look for a dominant low-mid peak. This gives you the break's musical center for sub-tuning and transposition. 3. Remove the tuner and save the clip as break original. Keep this original safe. Create three arranged variants: deep drop, tension edit, raw hit. 1. Duplicate break original twice in arrangement so you have three aligned lanes. Rename them break deep, break tension, break raw. 2. Disable warp briefly and listen. Decide if you'll pitch with clip transpose, simpler, or sampler. For large pitch downs, use sampler. For quick small shifts, use clip transpose with warp off or simpler for easy playback control. Deep drop, pitch down, saturated, with a sub layer. 1. Either disable warp or use Complex Pro if you must preserve tempo. Preferred route for heavy pitch is to use sampler. 2. Import the sample into sampler or use sliced a new MIDI track and move into sampler. In sampler, set transpose between -7 and -12 semitones. Try -7 or -12 and fine-tune with detune. Turn on a small pitch envelope if you want subtle pitch movement. 3. Add a low-pass filter in sampler around 1.2 to 3 kHz with some resonance to remove fizz. 4. On break, deep insert, in this order: EQ8, saturator, redux, multiband dynamics, auto filter. EQ8, low cut around 30 hz, slight boost 7120 hz, dip 800 1.2 kHz, cut highs above 6-8 kHz, saturator, soft clip or analog clip, drive around 36 dB, mix to taste, redux, light bit reduction for grit, subtle settings, multiband dynamics, gentle compression on the low band to glue sub and mids, auto filter after saturation for movement, use it later with automation. 5. Create a subtrack using operator. Use a clean sign on oscillator 1, short decay, and set its pitch to the tuned root you found, often an octave below the break's musical center. Sidechain the sub to break deep with compressor using external sidechain from break deep, fast attack and medium release, so the sub ducks for kicks. 6. Group break deep and sub into break bus. On break bus, place glue compressor with a medium ratio, attack around 1030 ms, release 0.20.6 s, and a final EQ8 for tonal cleanup, notching 300-700 hz if needed. Map a macro for global grit or dry slash wet control. Tension edit, pitch automation plus resonant sweep. 1. Duplicate break original or break raw and keep it as audio to preserve transients. 2. Enable warp. Choose beats for transient tight work or Complex Pro for timbral character depending on needs. 3. Use the clip transpose envelope to draw pitch ramps. For example, automate from -3 semitones to 0 over a build, or pitch up +2 to +7 semitones briefly before dropping to -10 at impact to make the re-entry darker. 4. Add auto filter with a narrow band and high resonance. Automate cutoff opening before the drop. Add subtle phaser or chorus for warble, and short dark echo on fills. For micro instability, use the clip's transpose LFO or small synth level modulation sync to 16 THz. Raw hit, clean transient accents. 1. Keep break raw simple. EQ8 to remove rumble below 40 hz, a fast compressor for transient shaping, and minimal saturation. 2. Use raw hit clips sparingly as accents in the arrangement so they cut through saturated material and preserve snap. Arrangement: mapping tuned variants over time. 1. Build a basic 1-minute structure. 0000008 intro. Break deep heavily filtered. Auto filter cutoff closed, so only sub and muffled hits are present. 008024 build. Bring in brake tension with pitch ramps and rising filter cutoff automation. 024048 dark drop. Full brake D plus sub, with brake raw accents on the 2 and 4. Open the brake bus high cut and crank saturation to taste. 048060 breakdown slash reprise. Introduce a halftime variant or transpose down further. Use resampled reverse hits for fills. 2. Automate brake bus macros. Map saturator drive, auto filter cutoff, and bus wet slash dry to macros and automate them instead of dozens of device lanes. 3. Create fills and transitions by resampling the brake bus. Record a processed 1-2 bar resample, reverse and low pass it, then place it as a fill. Automate transpose on resampled clips for pitch sweeps before drops. Mix checks and phase. 1. Solo brake bus and listen to attack and sub relation. Use utility gain to avoid clipping. 2. Check phase between the sub sign and brake. If low end collapses, try flipping phase on either source. 3. Consider adding gentle multiband dynamic sidechain on the mid/high band so kick and snare transients cut through. Common mistakes to avoid. Don't pitch the brake and forget to retune the sub. The sub must follow your pitched brake. Avoid large pitch changes with warp and checked or without resampling. Complex Pro can smear transients. Don't kill transients with a too slow compressor attack. Let the initial slap pass through. Avoid overboosting 300-700 HC. It makes the loop muddy. Use narrow cuts for boxiness. Watch phase when layering subs and brake material. Map key parameters to macros. Automating many devices individually gets messy. Pro tips. Macro everything. Map filter cutoff, saturator drive, bus wet slash dry, and sub level to a small set of macros and automate those. Use small clip level pitch modulation to simulate vinyl instability. Clip envelopes are CPU light. Use parallel saturation. Duplicate brake deep, saturate the duplicate, low pass at around 800 HZ and blend under the original for grit without harsh highs. Freeze and resample heavy chains to commit character and save CPU. Slice flattened audio for new textures. Create halftime versions by duplicating and setting warp beats 1/2 speed or stretching manually, then add low pass and saturation. Automate utility width to narrow low mids and keep the sub mono while making high mids wider for eerie atmosphere. Use sidechain multiband dynamics to duck only low or mid bands so transients remain present. Mini practice exercise, 12 minutes. 1. Load an old school break into arrangement, 2 minutes. 2. Create break deep in sampler, transpose -7 semitones, low pass at 2.5 kHz, add saturator tilde 3 dB, light redux, 3 minutes. 3. Make a sub and operator 1 octave below break deep root and sidechain it, 2 minutes. 4. Create break tension. Duplicate original, enable warp, automate transpose from +3 down to -10 over 8 bars, add auto filter sweep, 3 minutes. 5. Arrange intro bars 1/8, deep filtered, build 9/16, tension ramp, drop 17/32, full D plus raw accents, render a 30-second bounce and judge cohesion, 2 minutes. Targets, confirm sub follows tuned break, drop sounds darker than intro and transients remain punchy. Recap, we covered detecting the break's musical center, creating deep, tension, and raw variants using sampler and clip transpose, layering a keyed sub, processing on a break bus with a EQ8, saturator, redux, multiband dynamics and auto filter, and arranging and automating macros to map darkness across sections. Resample to commit character, keep an eye on phase and transient settings, and use macros for tidy automation. With these workflows you can arrange dramatic, dark-sounding old-school DNB breaks that sit powerful and authentic to a 90s aesthetic. Quick mindset and workflow notes. 90s DNB darkness is largely about contrast. Automate energy between intro, tension, and impact rather than just EQ. Work non-destructively. Keep break original and labeled resamples. Immediate quick wins. Tune the sub to the break's dominant partial. Map a global darkness macro combining low-pass, saturator, and bus wet/dry, and resample your bus once CPU becomes a bottleneck. Pitching comparisons. Clip transpose is fast for small shifts when warp is off. Simpler is easy for note playback. Sampler is best for large transposes and pitch envelopes. Resampling commits artifacts you may want. Sublayer strategies. For melodic break hit slice to MIDI and assign to sampler so a MIDI sub line follows pitch. Use operator with a short release for tight subs and always check phase. Transient tips: set glue attack 10:30 m to preserve the initial hit. Use parallel transient shaping or duplicate tracks for weight without killing highs. Saturation recipes: gentle soft clip first, then light redux. Automate bit crush during builds for rising lo-fi tension. Filtering and automation: map auto filter cutoff and resonance to macros. Use Bezier curves for more natural sweeps. Arrangement: bring in sub early filtered, then drop full bass and saturated break for maximum impact. Use fills and reverse resamples for classic 90s signatures. Mix checks: check mono. Use spectrum to verify sub fundamentals and keep headroom around -6 dB when rendering. That's it. Keep iterating, resample interesting artifacts, and use these steps as your checklist for creating ominous, cohesive 90s-inspired DNB breakbeats in Ableton Live 12.